still we fight for women's rights, 'cause we ain't got them yet. We'll work for equal pay and family leave for all, and the right to plan our families. We're women standing tall. Oh, you can't scare us, 'cause we're the grannies. Shut off our fannies. It's just uncanny what we old broads can do now that we're grannies. We'll keep on raging till the day we die. We voted all our lives to help the world survive. Black and white, go protect that right so children grow and thrive. Protect our right to choose, and we'll not be abused. We'll make a fuss if you mess with us. United we can't lose. Oh, you can't scare us, 'cause we're the grannies. Got off our fannies. It's just uncanny what we old broads can do now that we're grannies. We'll keep on raging till the day we die. We may end up in jail, but we won't weep and wail. Our cause is just so rage we must until we all prevail. Our steps, they might be slow, our boots are hanging low, but if you'll rage along with us, there's no way we can fail. Oh, you can't scare us, 'cause we're the grannies. Got off our fannies. It's just uncanny what we old broads can do now that we're grannies. We'll keep on raging till the day we die.
Our presentation today is Raging Grannies. Barb Park and I planned the presentation, which will mostly be singing by the grannies. Barb?
Good morning. So who the heck are the Raging Grannies? We are a group of women of a certain age who advocate for peace, justice, women's rights, gun safety, the environment, and other issues of concern. We use humor, song, and a bit of street theater. We wear hats, aprons, sometimes shawls, as a caricature of a stereotypical old granny. We say we sing where we are invited, and sometimes where we aren't. Our roots go back to the first group of pro-peace, anti-nuclear women from Vancouver, British Columbia, who gained attention by protesting the arrival of U.S. nuclear subs in their harbor by paddling out to meet them and singing songs to the sailor. This is back in 1987. They were not well received, but gained public attention. Since then, gaggles, as our groups are known, spread across Canada and the U.S., and some as far as Europe. Locally, a small group of women from the Madison chapter of the Women's International League of Peace and Freedom formed a gaggle in 2003, and gradually the group grew into our substantial gaggle today. Mary Sanderson, who still sings us, was one of those original, still singing with the grannies. Since then, Prairie members in the group have included Kathy Peterson, Karen Smith, and Karen Deaton. Our songs cover a wide variety of topics. Given what's gone on nationally in the past couple of weeks, Karen and I had a really hard time narrowing down the songs for this morning. So enough talking, let's sing. We're going to start with a lively one on climate change.
Climate change. Dutch, the Germans, just to name a few. But we get help for profit, and there's an awful smell. What don't we get? We don't get well. Insurance companies and pharmaceuticals govern our policies. Totally oblivious to our own healthcare realities. There is nothing like healthcare. Nothing.
Many, many months ago, Chris Garlow, the professor in the Gender and Women's Studies Department, approached the Grannies and said, unbeknownst to you, I've been following your work for a lot of years, and you have even become part of my curriculum. So she offered us in return for favors to her class and to appear, to be interviewed, a wonderful opportunity to archive all the work that the Raging Grannies have done since 2003. So we have been most fortunate to collect all our photos. We even have Mechie singing on the square. We have, going way back, we have photos of all of the Grannies. We've lost 11 Grannies during that time, and we are very fortunate to keep adding new members to our collection here. In association with the archive, which is an online and will be publicly available when it's complete, we also contributed to an exhibit that the Department of Materials Culture is sponsoring at Nancy Nicholas Hall on campus on Linden Drive. And it is a wonderful collection of shawls, aprons, buttons, and videos of grannies performing. It even has a cutout of two grannies, and you can have your photograph taken as a raging granny. So we encourage you. Also, the work of Evelyn Kane is much celebrated in that exhibit, and I wanted to be sure to mention that because you will want to see it. So it is in Nancy Nicholas Hall, and it is on the first floor and the third floor, and there are pull-out drawers. There are many opportunities to scan a QR code and get a granny story read to you. So please take advantage of this. It's just been extended. It was supposed to end in beginning of February. It's been extended till the end of March, and we invite you to go and visit it.
Our respect, the more that we can come.
They've asked, Barb and Karen have asked me to talk about songwriting. The next three songs we're going to sing, I wrote the lyrics for. And we have other songwriters here. Kathy Miner is one of our songwriters. Rebecca has written songs. Joy has written songs. I don't want to leave anybody out. Barb has contributed as well. So we do a lot of that, and how it's done is different for each of us. I'm usually inspired by either an event or an idea that someone has shared with me. The three songs that are coming are representative of all of those ideas. Searching for rhyming words. Rhyme Zone is one of my favorite places online. And it helps enormously, trying to get the meter right so that the song fits to the melody. Trying to find a melody that says what I want it to say, has the right mood, the right tone. This next song is called There Might Be a Gun, and I wrote it shortly after the slaughter in Uvalde, Texas, because all I could think about were those children trapped in that classroom while the adults who were supposed to protect them waited outside. So this song is in the voice of a five-year-old child.
Please join with us clapping during the chorus.
The teachers, the youth. parents took babies away. It wasn't my baby, I wasn't their prey. They came for the women, abortion rights gone. But that's not my concern, since my childbearing's on and it's no nay, never. No nay, never, no more will I keep my voice quiet.
The news of late, how Republicans in state after state are launching huge legislative fights against women's reproductive rights.
But if my uterus were a gun, these guys would leave it alone. They say, oh,
The older I get, this is a quote from Susan B. Anthony. The older I get, the greater power I seem to have to help the world. I am like a snowball. The further I am rolled, the more I gain.